Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Victory in Christ. Monday, July 27th, 2026. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. In the early 20th century, gospel songwriter Eugene M. Bartlett Saar composed what would become one of the church's most beloved hymns, Victory in Jesus. By the time Bartlett wrote the song, he had suffered a debilitating stroke that left him partially paralyzed and confined largely to his home. Once active in ministry and music, he now faced physical weakness, suffering, and limitation. Yet from that season of hardship came words that generations of believers still sing today, O victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. The power of the hymn comes from its confidence in Christ's finished work. Bartlett wrote about victory while enduring hardship because he believed Jesus Christ had already secured triumph over sin, death, and the grave. His suffering did not control his understanding of God's faithfulness. His confidence rested in Christ alone. That truth speaks directly into the struggles many Christians face today. Believers often battle temptation, discouragement, fear, suffering, guilt, grief, and spiritual opposition. Some Christians carry shame from past sins. Others feel overwhelmed by hardship or exhausted by spiritual battles. Many believers struggle to live with confidence in Christ's victory because daily pressures and spiritual attacks feel heavy and constant. Romans 8:37 addresses that struggle directly. Paul writes, No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Paul reminds believers that victory in Christ stands as a present spiritual reality grounded in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul begins with the phrase, No, in all these things. This statement connects directly to the suffering and hardship described in the previous verses. Romans 8:25 through 36 lists tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, danger, and sword. Paul openly acknowledges that Christians face real suffering and spiritual conflict in a fallen world. Believers encounter trials, opposition, grief, temptation, and persecution. Scripture never hides the reality of hardship in the Christian life. Yet Paul declares that none of these things possesses the power to defeat God's people or separate us from His love. In all these things means believers experience God's sustaining power in the middle of suffering itself. Trials do not remove Christians from Christ's care. Hardship does not cancel God's promises. Paul then declares, "We are more than conquerors." This phrase expresses overwhelming spiritual victory. Paul describes believers as people who share fully in Christ's triumph over sin, death, Satan, and condemnation. Jesus Christ secured that victory through His death and resurrection. Colossians 2:15 teaches that Christ disarmed the powers of darkness through the cross. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Believers possess victory because we belong to Christ. Our spiritual standing rests securely in Him. Temptation, suffering, persecution, and even death cannot overturn what Christ accomplished through the gospel. Christians live with confidence because Jesus reigns victorious. Paul then explains the source of this victory, through Him who loved us. Christ's love stands at the center of the believer's assurance. Victory does not come through human strength, determination, or personal effort. Christ secured salvation through His sacrificial death on the cross. His love forgives sin, secures salvation, and guarantees eternal hope for every believer. This truth makes a difference for spiritual warfare. Many Christians measure victory by circumstances, emotions, or visible success. Hardship often creates fear, doubt, or discouragement. Romans 8:37 calls believers to anchor our confidence in Christ's love and finished work. The believer's security rests in Jesus Christ, not in changing circumstances. Week 4 focuses on victory in Christ because we need confidence and assurance while facing spiritual battles. Christians face temptation, suffering, fear, and opposition. Yet none of those things can overcome the one who is united in Christ. Jesus has already won the decisive victory. Believers stand secure because of Him. Like Eugene Bartlett, Christians can sing about victory even during hardship because Christ remains victorious forever. Through Jesus Christ, we stand forgiven, secure, loved, and victorious in every spiritual battle. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read it slowly. Read the verse aloud at least 3 times. Emphasize phrases such as, in all these things, more than conquerors, and through Him who loved us. 2. Write it down. Write the verse by hand in a journal or on paper. As you write, focus on how Paul connects victory directly to Christ's love and finished work. 3. Reflect on the meaning. What struggles, fears, or spiritual battles most tempt you toward discouragement or defeat? How does Romans 8:37 remind you that your identity and victory rest securely in Christ? 4. Pray the verse. Father, thank you that through Jesus Christ I am more than a conqueror. Help me remember that suffering, temptation, and hardship cannot separate me from your love. Strengthen my faith when I feel weak, and help me stand confidently in the victory Christ has already secured through His death and resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.